My guest today is Hearts of Palm UK. You can check out myspace.com/heartsofpalmuk. And we're going to start by playing a track from CD that they brought in and then get into some interview and some live stuff. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm UK. You can check them out at myspace.com/heartsofpalmuk. So let's start with the basics. Who are you? What are you doing here? I'm sorry. Who are you? And what do you play? Let's start on this side of the room.
I'm Sonia, and I play the keyboard, the glockenspiel, and various accoutrements, like the triangle and the tambourine and percussion, stuff like that.
Did you come into the group with that sort of resume of things to play, or did you come in assuming you were just going to start just play keyboard and then you added all these other things?
I actually didn't come in playing the keyboard at all. The glockenspiel was the first thing, and the guitar, actually. But yeah, I've taken piano lessons when I was a kid, so. And everything else you just shake and pound together and it sounds good.
Nice. And yourself?
I'm Erica Electra. And I sing, and I do the beats, and I play keyboards, and guitar. That's it.
Is that your Christian name?
It's. I'm Jewish.
That's the right answer. Okay, so you sing, and you play guitar, and you do beats, and yes. You play the keyboard.
Yeah.
Okay, and who do we have here?
Kat Campion.
And you play the
cellos.
Okay.
Today, cellos.
And is this a group where it's, I kind of already know the answer, but I'll let you tell me, where there's one person who's a front man and the rest is the band, or how collaborative an effort is this?
It's collaborative because we all come together and play the music. But generally I make a lot of it beforehand on the beats. Mm-hmm. And then Sonia, who also goes by Ambi D, because she's so ambidextrous.
Nice.
I would love her to write more. So I think she's going to.
Yeah, but right now Erica writes everything. She's the talent.
And you bring the cello in for recording and live performance?
We met Kat about 7 days ago.
We first met over a year ago. I think when I first moved to LA, I had approached her about playing for her. And she's like, we're not really looking to add anyone. And then I left my other band a few weeks ago. And a week later, she emailed me, would you want to play cello for us? I was like, hell yeah.
So we just practiced for the first time a week ago.
Yeah.
Awesome. So. Well, we'll talk about how you developed your sound and why you wanted to add strings to it and everything in a bit. Why don't we get into a live song? Tell me, what are you going to play for us first?
This song is called Kavorka.
Okay. I'm going to bring all these lines up. Hopefully won't destroy the board or any of your instruments in so doing. There we go. Your listening is good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm UK. Whenever you're ready. Listen, it is good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm UK. That was great. Great start to the show.
Thanks.
I hope you could hear the keyboards
through
the monitor.
Can you turn it up for all of us?
Yeah, I could turn it up a little bit, but then because of the size of the room and we get the feedback and everything.
Cool.
But I assure you it sounded fantastic.
Cool.
I'm a huge synth pop fan. I have been since I was a kid. And I remember when I was a kid, you know, you had artists like Depeche Mode and Pet Shop Boys and Erasure who they were very big on bleepy sounds and beats and vocals. And then it seemed like synth pop went through a phase where it was only being made for club music. It was all hard pounding beats and, you know, guest vocalists and hype and stuff like that. And now I think it sounds like we're coming back to a time where we could start making electronic pop music that isn't just for clubs with, you know, bands like Postal Service and stuff like that. So this is like really good timing for you to be doing an independent act like this. Did any of that come into your thought process when you're like, all right, I'm going to start a band?
No, because I always was like in a regular band, like, you know, guitar, bass, drums or whatever. But I move around a lot and like I still want to do music. And my sister's like a hip hop artist. So she taught me on like the MPC sampler thing.
Oh, cool.
So like I started to make these like kind of ghetto beats. And then I was like, oh, it'd be so cool. Because then I would think like pretty harmony. And so it was so fun. And then it's just a coincidence that the timing, like I told, it wasn't like on purpose or anything. It was just like, ooh, it's so fun. It felt like video games. You're like, you know.
and now, so what do you use now to make your beats mostly?
My beautiful keyboard.
So all of the beats come through from that keyboard, from the samples in that keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not samples. It's like I choose different. I play it.
But I mean, like you have the bass and the
yeah, all the sounds are in the keyboard. And it has a sequencer.
Oh, excellent.
A workstation.
And then. Did this project start with you, and then you started to work with Sonia on filling out the sound?
She's my best friend.
That's so beautiful.
Well, when Erica first moved to Los Angeles, she knew that she wanted to do music, and she went on like Craigslist and played with so many different people, and it's just hard to find people who are dedicated and that will come to practice and go to shows, and everybody has different, and I'm very dedicated to Erica.
So she was just like my friend, and I was like, wouldn't it be so fun if, because like band practice is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be like, I have to meet this weird person.
Right.
We chat most of the time and like get really hyper, and it's just like hanging out, and it's fun.
And were you into this kind of music as well when you started, or have you kind of grown into it?
Yeah. A couple of the songs Erica wrote a while ago and sent them to me before she even moved to LA, and I love them from the start, and they're really good, yeah.
How long have you been together as Hearts of Palm UK?
I'd say like since this last summer, fall-ish. But our first show was in February.
And describe that for me if you can, like the first time that you go up on stage as Hearts of Palm UK in front of a bunch of people.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah? Were they all there? Were they there to see you, or were you?
Yeah, because it was all our friends were like, it's our first show, you know, mm-hmm. So like
people
everybody came
down
came
from
out.
San Francisco and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of technical difficulties. It was Mercury retrograde. I don't know if you... It was a bad time. But, I mean, it was a great time. Because everything that could have possibly gone wrong went wrong, but it was still so fun. And I was like, oh, see? Like,
well, and I have paralyzing stage fright.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was horrible.
And I was so nervous. Like, I'm not a drinker, but I was like, I am. So I kind of drank, you know. But it was fine, you know.
Well, that's, I mean, especially with an act like this, it's really, I mean, do you think of yourself as more as live performers or as recording artists? I mean, do you really like, you know, being able to connect with the audience and being on stage, or would you rather be in the studio?
I mean,
that's perfectly
it's
reasonable.
It's fun to be on
I
stage,
think.
But, yeah. And like, I like, it's fun and you get the drum, but it's not like I never know what to say, and we're not, you know. We're working on it.
I don't thrive on that part.
Yeah.
It seems with a lot of electronic acts that it's sort of being on stage is more artificial to them, you know, than actually being alone programming, you know, because they're kind of making up elements to the band that didn't exist before just for the show, you know, like a costume or a lighting effect or something, you know.
Yeah, we had songs. We made signs for each of the song titles,
mm-hmm.
So like a silent movie, so we had this girl going like this.
We had a sign girl. That was our prop one time.
Now, do you guys have an album that people can buy? Are you working on an album?
We're working on it.
When can we expect that?
Oh, my God. Jamie K. Wheeler, shout out. She's out there. just, you know, as soon as possible. I seriously, yeah. We work on it a lot.
So you have a collection of songs, a sort of album worthy for
I would
for
say
you.
Maybe within 6 months.
Excellent. Well, you brought in some tracks on a CD, and so why don't we go play one of those?
Okay.
And tell me what I'm about to play here. I know you wanted me to play the last track first.
Oh, this is the sad song, because it's time to get sensitive.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Don't Want to Say Goodbye.
Okay.
The End of a Love.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm, UK. Stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm UK. You can check out myspace.com/Hearts of Palm UK to hear some more of their songs and take a look at their schedule, see where they're performing next. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Erica, let me ask you about your writing. You prefaced this with saying that it was your sad song.
Yes.
Do you write a lot of sad songs, or you write so few that this one is the sad song?
Ever since I got out of that relationship, there's a lot less sad songs. Yeah, I've been writing some happy songs lately, so.
Oh, good. Good. Are there any themes that you seem to keep coming back to in your music though, like just generally speaking?
Well, I mean, I was with somebody for 7 years and it was like a muse, like all these, like, so it was a lot of these like ups and downs of love. But
well, I think even your happy songs, the newer ones, the theme is love.
It is?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Guys, don't break up here in the room. I have a great track record of keeping bands together, so.
Well, I think because I try to think positive, so that's mm-hmm. what the, like, hopeful optimism have been the latest.
She embeds every song with love, but they're not necessarily about love.
Are your songs more, do you think of them as more abstract, or are you more telling a story about something that happened? Like, what is your approach to writing? Do you see something on the street and then go like, oh, I got to get a pen, I got to write this down, this is my next song?
No.
Give us some insight into the writing process.
Usually it's like I'm feeling some overwhelming emotion of some sort. It might be like, oh, I'm feeling really awkward tonight. Like, everybody just like, but I won't be like in the song, so I was at a club. And it's not
yeah, right,
like
right.
telling a story, but so I guess a mixture because they're stories, but mm-hmm. I try to hide it because it's weird because you're writing about people you know. And they all hear your songs, so you gotta. It's hard.
So you have to make it a little bit ambiguous.
Yeah.
Whew. And then everybody thinks it's about them. when you started writing songs, so you said you started, you know, at an early age dealing with beats and stuff like that. When you started writing lyrics to your songs, was that much different than what you're doing now? Has it evolved a lot now that you've gotten some practice?
Nope.
Good.
Yeah.
So you kind of knew what you wanted to do right off the top.
No, just like I hear a tune in my head. I usually start with the tune, mm-hmm. and I'm like, la, la, la. It just comes out.
All right, well, let's go into another live song, and tell me this is some of the instrumentation is going to be different from the first song we heard. Who's playing what right now?
Kat Campion is going to be joining us on the cello. Sonia's got Glock.
Yeah. Rocking the Glock.
Rocking the Glock, I love that.
And I'm just going to play guitar.
You should call your album Rock Around the Glock.
Rock.
Wow.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I love it.
No. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm UK. What's the name of the song again?
I Flow.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm UK. Now, as much as I hate asking a band what the name is all about, when it's an unusual name, I have to ask. You don't have to tell me the truth,
Hell
but you have to
no.
come up with something. I actually saw on your MySpace page recently, it said something like, don't ask us about the UK.
Don't
you guys
ask.
Probably get that all the time, huh?
Yes. Well, no, we don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
But lately people have been forgetting about the UK,
mm-hmm.
and it's just as important to not forget about it as it is to not ask about it.
So it's an important part of the name. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine then.
But I can tell you about the Hearts of Palm.
Okay.
You know that band Boards of Canada?
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked the ring of that Boards of Canada. So I was walking down the street in LA and I was like, oh, I love Hearts of Palm because they're just so delicious. And it was like, Hearts of Palm, Boards of Canada. And I was like, and I had just moved to LA and I was like,
mm-hmm.
and the heart, you know, feeling optimism, love. So Hearts of Palm, it's like LA, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that works totally. Mm-hmm. Now, Kat, I want to ask you questions about the playing cello to an electronic act. Have you played to similar acts before? Or like, what is your background in cello?
Yeah, I moved here recently from the Twin Cities, where I always describe myself as the most popular mediocre pop cellist, because there's plenty of like classically trained orchestral cellists around. But I find that bands, number one, get a little intimidated by playing with those people, and number two, a lot of people only know how to read sheet music, and they can't improvise, they can't write their own parts, they can't read off of like a guitar chart or something, so they're not as handy. So my technique may not be as good as the orchestral cellist, but I've got a wider range, I guess.
What do you do for Hearts of Palm UK that's, you know, specifically tailor-made for their music that you haven't done in other bands?
Oh, wow. Well, like, we talk about how everything's better with dairy on top of it. I think we all really like our dairy products, and I think everything in this band is better with cello on top of it.
There's always room for cello.
Everything's, yeah. Oh, man, the puns are rolling freely today. Yeah, everything's better with strings.
Well, I happen to agree. What is the process? Is Erica and
she's Sonia, a taskmaster, man. I don't.
Do they
to
come
do any
to you pretty much
stuff.
With the song ready, and then you see what you can add to it?
Well, yeah, we've only. I mean, this is 1 week. I've been with these guys. We've had two little practices. So it was mostly like before I even met her, I listened to her songs on MySpace, and I came up with some outlines of parts, presented them to her, and she went like, "Oh, I love that. Oh, that stinks. Oh, I love that." So we, you know, took what we liked and left the rest behind, and then she came up with specific parts for me too.
Does it take a long time for you to record each song, or do you kind of tear through them pretty quickly, Erica?
I don't think it's that long. It's just I'm not very technically inclined, so I rely on my friends. So, you know, it's...
You mentioned like one of the song that we played earlier from your CD that you had just gotten it back from what? From the
my friend
the
Jamie.
Sound factory?
Yeah.
So doing sort of post-engineering...
She tightens it all up, like she makes it fit the click track, and then we choose the best vocal takes, and she, I don't know what it's called, editing or everything, yeah.
Now, how far do you want to go with this project? Do you look at yourselves as an indie synth act, or is this something that's going to, you know, go more mainstream? Do you see yourself on the cover of Rolling Stone, or... having more
big
of a cult following.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a look at Erica's shirt and you tell me.
No.
I won't comment on what the shirt says. It says, I love Kill Radio. No.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I've always wanted to do this and I've never really made it my number one priority. And so now I am. And like, this is one life and I want to like go on tour and be on the radio and have people know who we are. But I don't want to be, we never will, you know, it'd be cool to be on, like, you know, I don't know, Minty Fresh or some cool, you know, like semi-big indie. I don't know.
So you would like to, you know, get signed to a label, but you don't see yourself signed to like a major label where they tell you what you have to do. When and how to dress and all of that.
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I know we only have 3 songs on this CD they brought in, but I think we should go ahead and play.
Can I mention about our show?
Oh yeah. Well, I was gonna get to that
after
the song, but we can do that. We'll mention it twice. So you have a show tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight at the Silver Lake Lounge, we're playing with Agent Ribbons and Man in the Motor Car.
All right, cool. Well, we'll come back to that and tell people like what time and everything that you go up.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so we're gonna play this track from the CD.
Yes, we are.
What is it that I'm gonna play now? This is the second track on the CD.
Oh god, we're still continuing the Sensitive Sessions. We're gonna end on a happier note, but this one is
when I first found out that I had been cheated on.
Oh.
So it was another...
We're playing People in Logistics.
Oh, you're playing the one on the team. Oh.
Do you want to let's do a live song? If you're prepared to do that, that's cool,
okay,
too.
People in Logistics is about feeling awkward in social situations.
All
right. It's a happy song.
All right, cool. So we'll play this, and then we'll get set up for that next live song, and then we'll get going with the show. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Hearts of Palm UK. And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, trying to wade through all these wires to get the right sound. Now, let's clear up some confusion as what song we just played.
Oh, that was
we weren't sure.
That was Portugal One.
Okay, and but you were talking because we introduced it as a different song at
right.
first, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. So, how many songs do you actually have, like on this album that you're working on? How many songs do you think are going to be on it?
10 to 12.
Cool. Yeah. And are you the type of band, electronic band, that likes to do have a lot of remixes, have a lot of different versions of your songs?
I would love that. There's a guy working on a remix of I Flow right now, so we'll see what happens. I mean,
since
why not?
Open to anything.
Yeah,
at this point,
I would love like club. I want like club hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you tell me about building your audience? I mean, you said at your first show you had a lot of your friends and family come down, but you know, it's the grim reality of gigging out in LA is, you know, trying to drag the same people and then, you know, collect new ones at each gig. Have you been building your audience? Are there certain like promo things you do, or do you just still, you know, rely on your friends?
Well, we've been trying to promote a lot on MySpace because I have an office job. And I'm at the computer a lot, so that's good.
We put flyers up.
Yeah, we put flyers up. I mean,
good.
I don't know. Like, I try to get, like, you know, in touch with the blogs and try to get people to start knowing about us. And I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm just playing lots of shows, trying to get out there. So.
And you actually have a lot of shows coming out. We mentioned earlier you have a show tonight at Silver Lake Lounge.
Yes.
And you're playing with
Agent Ribbons. Sacramento. Man in the Motor Car.
Great, and it looks like you have a whole bunch of other shows coming up. And I won't pull away from the crowd that's going to go out tonight. I'll let them go to your MySpace and check that out. But you got some. It looks like you also have some radio appearances coming up.
We're playing KXLU June 7th at 5 p.m. I think. Yeah.
Cool. And do you find that these sort of things help? That, you know, sort of get the word out there, and you see new faces at the shows, or do you see a lot of the same faces at the shows?
I'd say see in the 0 to 5 number of new faces, but hey, you know, 0 to 5 is better than 0.
Now, we talked about your first live show, and that's the second time we dropped the iPod. We talked about your first live show and how, you know, it was nerve-wracking and there were a lot of technical difficulties. What could you describe a show that just went brilliantly? Have you had one?
Oh. Well, each time we play, fewer and fewer problems happen. The mic that mics my Glock always falls every show, we're slowly learning, and I think
we played at the Echo a few times, and those always seem to go really good because sound guy is always good, and
yeah,
I don't know, those have been good.
Do you get like in a good show? Or are you able to really connect with your audience? Or are you guys so busy dealing with the keyboards and focusing on the technical aspect that you don't really find out how well it went till afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason we're playing so many shows, because it's not my forte, or like we're both kind of quiet people. So, but we want to connect with the audience. We're trying.
We're practicing.
Yeah.
So you get to a point where just sort of, you know, playing the instruments is something you don't even think about, and kind of look out there and see how the audience is reacting.
It's weird though, because to be honest, like a lot of times you're playing, there's people like talking, like nobody's, I mean, people are kind of paying attention, but you're pouring out your heart and you're like, and there, you can hear conversations because the monitors are sometimes quiet. And
right.
It's just like you feel like the backing band. And it's fine, but it's like that's part of learning. I never thought about that, you know?
Well, a lot of that depends on the venue, too, I would think. You know, like some venues are, they're really just, like, and this comes up in a lot of episodes of this show, the idea that, you know, there's some venues that are just really bars that have a few extra square feet in the corner by the broom closet where they've, you know, tried to squeeze some entertainment into it. And then there are places that are actual music venues where people come because they really want to listen to the music.
Yeah.
But I guess you just have to, you know, take it as it comes and just, you know, keep going.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Why don't we do a live song now and give me a little sense of what's this song called? And what's the,
okay.
I think this is what we were talking about before.
This is the song called Will I Smile About Being Cheated On.
All right. So it's somewhere, but it's not a happy song,
no,
is
no,
it?
No, this is, I was so sad when I wrote this. It just came out.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm, UK. This is them performing live in the Kill Radio studio.
Thank you. exclusive, oh so elusive. Everyone looks up to us. I used to too. Now are we through? I don't know what to do with myself. Will this feeling go away? Can I forgive you? Get the thoughts out of my head, picturing you doing things that are secret. How are we supposed to go on? You act like the boy when you say you're a man. You go off searching for things, but you've lost what you had. I hope it was worth it.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Hearts of Palm, UK. What do you want your audience to come away with after listening to your music? I mean, if they see you at a live show or if they're listening to your CD, do you want them to come away with the meaning of the words or just the sound of the music? Or, you know, do you want them to think, oh, that's nice? Or do you want them to come away with something else?
I like it when people listen to the lyrics, but I'm not really a lyrics person myself, so I don't expect that. But just, I like it when people notice, they're like, ooh, that little cowbell, or just like when they notice, because yeah, I don't know, just for them
to... when they notice the little things.
Yeah.
You put a lot of effort into every detail of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what about... tell me again, this CD that comes out in about 6 months?
Yeah, well, we're trying to find a label.
So you want to find a label first? Yeah. So you're not going to make like an EP or do an underground thing?
We have a demo that's been called an EP.
Do people get that at your shows?
Yeah, not so much. We don't really have any money, and I don't want to spend a lot of money making demos. And I mean, I'm sending demos to the people that need to get them. And we have you can download. Oh, you can go to sonicbids.com/heartsofbahamauk and download 4 songs for free. I don't care.
I'll give them away. I don't care. What are some things? I don't know if you listen to like major, corporate radio or, just like regular stuff that comes through the pop channels, but like sort of hearing what's popular now, what are some things that you, as Hearts of Palm UK, want to avoid doing that even though it may be popular now, you think, God, if I ever start doing that,
Well, like the gimp, because I've toyed with the idea of like, oh, we could do dance performances and costumes and just like... Mm-hmm. Like gravy train vibe, or just be a little bit more like that. And I think I'd like to stay away from that because it's not on. If that was what was inside me or us, that would be different. But
so that's really important too, that you keep it normal. Sort of honest and true to yourself.
Yeah. Don't freak out. Just be normal, So
what about the vocal aspect of all of this? Did you just open your mouth and it came out the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, I totally never sang before, and then I started learning guitar at 17. I just joined I don't even remember. It wasn't a conscious, I'm going to be a singer. And then people are like, oh, you have a good voice. I'm like, oh, thanks. But I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, before we run out of time, let's go into one more live song.
And we're playing The Echo this Saturday night too at Hang the DJ's Women's Center Benefit from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Good times.
Excellent.
We're playing the song called Jonathan, which is a really happy song about falling in love with the person who then later created all the negative songs. I can say the real name. Okay, the song is called Jonathan the Fucking Motherfucker.
Oh, beautiful. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Hearts of Palm UK. Whenever you're ready.
Love you. love, love you. I love, 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 love you. I love, 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 love you.
That was sweet. I'm sorry that it ended so badly because it had such a great start. Yeah. The relationship, not the song.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
So we touched on this a little bit before. But it sounds like so a lot of your music is based on your interpersonal relationships and how they affect you.
Yeah.
Is that always been that way in your writing?
What else? I mean,
what else is there to write about?
Oh, I don't know. Like, what else would one? I guess my relationship with the world, or yes, mm-hmm. relationships.
Where do you see, how do you see this band developing over time? Do you sort of have the sound that you want now and you're just kind of refining it, or
well,
do you see this evolving?
I would
evolving?
Love a drummer, because I just heard that song and it has a real drummer, so it's in the beats, but uh-huh. it sounds really nice. But it's really hard to find a dedicated drummer who can play with exactly on time, mm-hmm. because it has to be on time. And then we practice in my house, so it's hard.
Well, it's hard to find, I would imagine, a live drummer too for an electronic act, because they always feel like they're in competition with the program
really?
Beats.
Yeah,
like they need an excuse to be there, because you could just program them away.
It sounds so good. I think
it sounds, it sounds a lot better with them live.
And I love Kat. Like I always wanted a cello. Like seriously, never. Like I tried so hard to find a cello player, and it just never happened. And like so grateful, because I think it sounds really good.
It's a really nice touch.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys, and have a great show tonight at Silver Lake Lounge.
Thanks for having us.
And your many, many, many shows that you have on your MySpace at myspace.com/heartsofpalmuk. Is that your only web presence at the moment? Do you have a website?
Or you can
or
download
like
those songs at sonicbids.com/heartsofpalmuk.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.